They're not rejecting you, but your attachment to their approval is suffocating you, and it's building a wall of prison around your life where you end up living in this small sphere when God says, shoot for the stars, go after the best, go for the best dreams you could ever dream, the best people you could ever associate with, the best life you could ever live, but you're afraid to, because what if they say no? What if they expose you? What if they say this about you? What if they say that about you? Let them say what they want to say. Let them believe what they want to believe. Let them think what they want to think. You got to get rooted in acceptance, and you will never interpret people's rejection as something that you take personally, that corrupts your soul and that gives you a false image of yourself. No, no, no. You're rooted in acceptance. Hi, I'm Gregory Dickow, and welcome to The Power to Change Today. And today we're going to get to the universal root to all of mankind's problems. Have you ever thought to yourself, I feel sad, I feel lonely, I feel depressed, I feel discouraged, and I don't know why? Well, when we discover why, we can truly be free. You see, anxiety and anger and sadness, loneliness, depression, they're all merely fruits of the root to all of man's problems. And what is it? It's found in one simple word, rejection. Rejection is our greatest fear, and studies show it affects us emotionally and physically more than any other thing. We go to great lengths to be accepted and to avoid rejection. And why does rejection and the fear of it affect us so much? It's because of our need for love and acceptance. It's so strong that it magnifies and amplifies the power of rejection. So the solution to the spirit and feeling of rejection is what today's program is all about. I call it radical acceptance, and radical means at the root. So we're going to go to the root of your heart and soul and find the amazing radical acceptance that Jesus paid so dearly for you to have and for you to feel. It's time for you to feel the freedom and the peace that comes from the radical acceptance of God's love. Check it out. A person rooted in rejection interprets a person's no, or a job's no, or any no, they interpret it differently than the person who's rooted in rejection. And so that's why what I'm interested in is helping you develop a root of acceptance. Because then you're going to stop falsely interpreting everything that happens in life as if you're the victim of everybody else's hatred and everybody else's rejection and everybody else turning on you. And then you begin to view the world in the worst way possible. And you view the world and you view everybody else from your victim mentality of feeling rejected. Let's uproot that today. Can anybody say amen to that? And there are four primary fruits of rejection. There is doubt and fear. We doubt God loves us. Therefore, we're afraid he won't provide for us. Then there's anger. We get angry like Cain. We talked about how Cain offered to the Lord his offering, and the Bible says that God did not accept his offering. God rejected Cain's offering. He did not respect Cain's offering. And as soon as Cain felt rejected, the Bible says he became angry. Notice the first thing that happened when he felt rejected, he became angry. And then the next thing that happened was his countenance fell, so he became depressed. He became angry, and then he became depressed. If we live our lives trying to overcome our anger and trying to overcome our sad countenance, trying to overcome our depression, trying to overcome our hatred, trying to overcome our all these things, we'll constantly just be putting out fires, but we will never get to the root of the problem. And today we need to get to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem here was not his anger, it was not his depression, it was the rejection that he felt. And when you feel rejected, the fruit of it is anger, the fruit of it is depression, the fruit of it is loneliness, the fruit of it is self-disapproval. And as a result, What most people are being taught in the world today is you got to overcome your anger, count to 10. You got to overcome your depression. You know, find something funny, find something to laugh about. Take this pill, drink this drink, meet this person, find somebody to be your friend, like you and love you. No, no, no. There's nothing wrong with finding a friend. But when we are trying to cover up the symptoms of rejection by dealing with the loneliness, the anger, the fear, the pride, all the things that go along with that rejection, the fruits of that rejection, when we try to deal with the symptoms, we can cover it up for a while, but we're never going to break free from it because we're not dealing with the root of the rejection. Rejection is at the root of all these other emotions, and that's why we need to deal with rejection, and then anger will begin to The fruit of anger will begin to fall off of your tree. The fruit of depression will begin to fall off of your tree. The fruit of fear will begin to fall off of your tree. It's all rooted in rejection. Today, we're going to deal with the root of rejection. And today, I want to talk to you about something very important that I like to call, and I hope that you'll understand this, and you will as we go through it, but it's called radical acceptance. Radical acceptance. And the word radical is actually the same word used for the word root. So in algebra, they use the term radical, which means the root of the number. And so when we talk about radical acceptance, we're talking about at your root having confidence that you are accepted. At your root having confidence that you are loved. Not just trying to cover up bad feelings with, okay, God loves me, God loves me, God loves me. But no, the root of your life is that you are deeply moved and deeply convinced and deeply assured and deeply confident that you are accepted by God. That is what is called radical acceptance, being accepted at the root, at the core, at the deepest part of your very soul and your very being. That's what I want to talk to you about, and I'm going to share four things about it in a few moments, but let me lay a little more groundwork. Remember, we talked about four fruits of rejection: doubt and fear, then anger, then self-pity, and then denial, smiling on the outside while we're crying on the inside. And the definition of rejection, if you recall, is when you are hurt by words, actions, or the neglect of others. Sometimes it's not overt by words and actions. Sometimes it's just something that was neglected. Your parents neglected you. Somebody neglected to say they love you or say something kind to you, and you interpreted it as rejection. You didn't get the job, so you interpreted it as rejection. You didn't get the date, so you interpreted it as rejection. Instead, if you have a root of acceptance, then when somebody turns you down on a date, you're going to be like, wow, thank God that God delivered me from that opportunity for a better opportunity that's coming, because I know something better is coming. When my root is rooted in acceptance, I am expecting something good to happen. When I'm rooted in rejection, then I'm expecting something bad to happen. The root of rejection is that it expects bad things to happen, and as a result, it ends up in broken relationships, failure at work, a life of doom and gloom. You're expecting punishment. You're expecting God to do something to harm you, to punish you. You feel naked all the time. You feel like you got to hide your true feelings. You got to hide yourself. You got to hide from others, that you're always a window shopper on the outside looking in, but you can never go into the store and buy the stuff because you don't feel worthy to receive it. You feel like you're going to get rejected, and so you live a safe life without ever going for the gold, without ever going for something great, without ever going for that great guy, going for that great girl, without going for that great job or that great career or that great education or that great position at church or whatever it is, wherever it is. Instead of going for it, you carve off a safe life for fear of being rejected if you step out there and go bold, if you step out there and get turned down, if you step out there and somebody says no, you interpret that because you're rooted in rejection, you interpret their no as them rejecting you, when really, they're just rejecting the brush you're trying to sell them. They're just rejecting the perfume you're trying to sell them. They're just rejecting the car you're trying to sell them. They're not rejecting you, but your attachment to their approval is suffocating you, and it's building a wall of prison around your life where you end up living in this small sphere when God says, shoot for the stars, go after the best, go for the best dreams you could ever dream, the best people you could ever associate with, the best life you could ever live, but you're afraid to because what if they say no? What if they expose you? What if they say this about you? What if they say that about you? Let them say what they want to say. Let them believe what they want to believe. Let them think what they want to think. You got to get rooted in acceptance, and you will never interpret people's rejection as something that you take personally that corrupts your soul and that gives you a false image of yourself. No, no, no. You're rooted in acceptance. Do you see the difference? If you can be treated, you can, two people, one with a root of acceptance, one with a root of rejection, can be treated the same way. Two guys go up to the same girl at different time. She says no to both of them. She says, you, no, I don't like your education, and you, you're ugly. Both of them, the guy with the root of rejection interprets her no as his fault. The guy with acceptance interprets her no as a mistake. Why, when something happens to you, is your reflex panic, which is fear-based? And this is not because you're not bad. You're not bad if you've had panic attacks. You're not bad if you've been stubborn. You're not bad. What you have to understand is instead of taking classes on how to stop being stubborn, instead of taking classes on how to stop being angry, let's get the root of rejection out and you're no longer finding the need to be right all the time. Let's get the root of rejection out and you're no longer finding the need to be afraid all the time when you don't know how you're going to get your bills paid, you don't know how you're going to make it through the bad doctor's report. You know, because people who are rejection-based are often people that no one has ever provided for them. So when something hits them that they don't know how to deal with, they default to, no one has ever provided for me, so no one's going to provide for me in this situation, and I don't know what I'm going to do. But that's why God gives us the elixir, the medicine for rejection is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6, where it says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And if you look at this verse in I got to show this to you in the Amplified Bible. This is my favorite verse in the Amplified Bible, probably. He says, let your character be free from the love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances with what you have. For God himself has said, verse 6, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake you, nor let you down, relax my hold on you. And just in case you're not sure about that, assuredly not. Now see, it wasn't enough that he said, it's not enough that he said, I will not, so he says it again, I will not, I will not. And it's not enough that he says, I will not, so he says, I will not, I will not, I will not. Three times, and then it's not enough that he says, I will not, I will not, I will not, in case there's any question in your mind, assuredly not. That's radical acceptance. That's feeling accepted at the root and the core of your being. Embrace God's radical acceptance. What does that mean? Well, here's what it means to me, and you can think about how this applies to you as well. And you can fight this, you know, in your mind, but trust me when I say what I'm about to say. God doesn't need you to change for him to accept you. God doesn't need you to change for him to accept you. Now, there are people in our lives that need us to change before they accept us. But God does not need us to change before he accepts us. Because if we have to change in order for God to accept us, now don't misinterpret this. That doesn't mean that you should stay the same the rest of your life. But you do not need to change in order to earn God's acceptance, because if you have to change to receive God's acceptance, it's really not acceptance at all. And what you've done is you've learned a religious system of manipulation to manipulate or to make a trade with God that I will change if you accept me. And God says, nope, I don't want you to change for me to accept you. I don't need you to change for me to accept you. And in fact, I don't even want to change you in order for me to accept you. Why is that so important to make that distinction? It's important because God knows that we have weaknesses. God knows that we have brokenness. God knows that we have mistakes and sins that we stumble over. But he doesn't want to strengthen you, heal you, and change you in order to accept you. He wants to strengthen your weaknesses, heal your brokenness, and deliver you from whatever you're in bondage to, but not because he can't tolerate your weaknesses, not because he only loves half of you, not because he only loves a part of you, not because he can't stand being around you unless you deal with that area of your life, not because he has disdain towards you because of your weakness or because of your sin. No, Jesus paid for your sin. So God accepts you completely and unconditionally, and that's why it needs to be this radical acceptance of God's, this sense of I receive and God's radical acceptance towards me. I embrace God's radical acceptance towards me because God never wants me to feel like I have to earn it. And if I ever feel that way, I have distorted my relationship with God into a buying and selling relationship, into a trading relationship, and God doesn't trade. He loves freely. He accepts you completely the way you are. He doesn't leave us the way we are, but he accepts us the way we are. And until you come to grips with that, you'll have a wrong motive for changing. Oh, I got to change so God will accept me. I got to stop doing this so God will accept me. I got to stop doing that so God will accept me. No, we need to embrace God's radical acceptance. At the root, you are accepted. Remember, Revelation 1, verse 5, and I've said this verse for years. A lady came up to me in between services and said, Pastor, I know that you told us that you share things with us for years and years and years, because, folks, I'm not here to be a fancy schmancy preacher. I'm not here to impress you with my words. I'm here to impress God's word upon you so that it leaves a mark on your life. It leaves an impression, an engraving upon your life in such a way that everywhere you go, it affects what is engraved in you, affects everything you touch. And what I want engraved in you is this, is that God does not wash you first so he can love you. He loves you first, and then he washes you. And this verse, Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, firstborn from the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loved us, that's the first thing God did, was he loved us. God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son, that whoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's not just that we won't perish, but we'll have everlasting life. We have this life, this relationship with God forever and ever without end. But he says, to him who loved us. So he loved us first, and then he washed us. If it said he washed us and then he loved us, then we would always feel like we got to be clean in order to get God to love us. But God, even though we grew up with parents, some of us had parents that only approved of us if we won the sport, if we were athletic like they wanted us to be, if we won the spelling bee like they wanted us to be, if we did this or we did that, or we had this characteristic, or if we were pretty, is that what they wanted us to be, or handsome, or as fast as they wanted us to be. But the place where we're supposed to find this radical acceptance first is with our parents. But most of us as parents are selfish at times. We're misguided at times. We're competitive. We want our kids to be better than other kids. We want to be prettier. We want to be faster. We want to be smarter. We want to get in the better college. We want to have better grades. We want to pass better tests. We want to do better in sports. And this is not God's way. God wants us to experience and feel his radical acceptance first. And it says, so then it says, he loved us. And then what did he do? He washed us. God does not love what is washed. God washes what he loves. I want you to think about, I want you to choose acceptance today. And I want you to think about some things that God says to you. He says, I chose you. You did not choose me. I chose you. He says that in John chapter 15. He says, come to me. Jesus says, this is one of his most memorable words to people was, come to me, Matthew chapter 11, right? Verse 26, 27, 20. Come to me, all that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Notice what he says, come to me. It's an invitation. It's an acceptance. It's not stay away from me, you filthy sinner. It's come to me, all that are weary. Come to me, all that feel heavy. Come to me if anybody wants to find rest. Come to me, come to me, come to me. He says in John 6, 44, anyone that comes to me, I will in no way reject them. I will in no way cast them out. I will in no way turn you away. Come to me. See, think about the language of acceptance here in the Bible. It's the language of acceptance. When you have this as the root, then you interpret life God's way, and you interpret life from a healthy point of view. I chose you. Come to me. I give you the right to become children of God, John 1:12 says. You're a joint heir with me, Romans 8:16 and 17 says. I am yours and you are mine, Song of Solomon chapter 2 says. You are my beloved, Song of Solomon chapter 8 and chapter 2 says. You are accepted in the beloved, Ephesians chapter 1 tells us. You're accepted in the beloved. Look at Psalm 27 verse 10 now. Though my father and mother forsake me, notice what he says. Though my father and mother forsake me, or though my father and mother reject me, the Lord will take care of me. The Lord will take care of me. In other words, the people, the primary source of our acceptance when we're born is from our father and mother. And if the very people that are the primary source of our acceptance reject us, God says, look, yes, you might be rejected by a teacher, a friend, an uncle, an aunt, a niece, a nephew, a brother or sister, but there's nothing worse than being rejected by a father and a mother. And he says, when my father and mother reject me, the Lord will take care of me. And I want to read this to you from a few other translations. He says in the NIV, when my father and mother reject me or forsake me, he will receive me. The New Living Translation, when my father and mother forsake me, he will hold me close. The English Standard Version, when my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will take me in. Take me in. The English Standard Version. The Holman Translation, when my father and mother forsake me, he will care for me. And the ISV Translation, I think they put that up, flashed that just a second ago, but look at this. Though my father and mother abandon me, the Lord gathers me up. Now you think of those words, to gather you up. Like if you had a hundred $1 bills and you pulled them out of your pocket and the wind blew them and they scattered all over the place, what would you do? You would gather them up. Why? Because they're scattered all over the place. And what God is saying is, when you are rejected and abandoned as a child, or when you're rejected and abandoned by the people that you trusted the most, you're shattered. And the pieces of your soul are scattered and shattered. And God says, but I will gather you up. I'll gather up all the broken pieces. I'll gather up all the shattered and scattered pieces. When you've been rejected, I'll gather you up. Well, I know this is really easy to hear, and I want to make it just as easy for you to understand. You see, most of our struggle is with the fruits of anger and fear, anxiety, addictions, lust, depression, sadness, you name it. So we try to fix ourselves by being better or denying that we have a problem or forgetting our pain or numbing our pain. And then things don't change because we're not getting to the root. We just keep trying to pluck off the bad fruit.
But the healing root to all rejection and to the fear and the anger and the sadness, depression that goes along with it is experiencing radical acceptance. That's what today's program was all about. And to help you experience it, I want to send you a copy of today's entire teaching as my free gift to you. And all you got to do is ask for it. So just go to my website today and you'll see a link to immediately download an audio copy to save to your computer or any other device you want to save it to. Because God chose you. He accepts you at the core of your being. It's time to reject rejection and embrace His radical acceptance. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. You've been accepted by God, and I want to help you develop this root of acceptance, and all the good fruit is going to start to flow in your life. So I put together a collection that'll help you do just that. My announcer will tell you more about it real quick. It includes Radical Acceptance, Breaking the Power of Rejection, and my book, So Loved. This will blow your mind. My announcer will tell you more, and I'll be right back to pray for you. Check this out.
Gregory Dickow's brand new teaching series, Radical Acceptance, will guide you through the simple steps to uprooting the spirit of rejection you've identified with and propel you into the amazing life you were created for.
God knew you, God chose you, God loved you, God accepted you, God embraced you, God called you, God ordained you, God made you something special before you were even born. That's got to be our new point of reference.
This series includes today's complete message, and you'll learn how God's love and unconditional acceptance means you have all the rights and privileges as His son or daughter. Your success in life is guaranteed when you access your power to overcome all challenges and obstacles which are hindering your progress. And Gregory Dickow wants to send you his book, So Loved, which will convince you beyond a shadow of a doubt of God's love and His desire for you to live a life beyond your wildest dreams. You'll also receive a Hebrews 13:5 print as a reminder of God's radical acceptance for you.
You came from the heart of God. Before you were even born, God loved you, God knew you, and God wanted you.
Gregory Dickow's Radical Acceptance Collection can be yours for a special gift of $40 or more. Uproot the spirit of rejection by embracing the power and success that is yours through God's unconditional love and acceptance. Write, call, or request your collection online today.
Well, now you can see how serious God is about accepting you as you are. I believe things are going to start getting better and better for you and fast. We can't ever truly live our lives the way God intended until we awaken to that unconditional love and radical acceptance deep down within us that God has. It starts when you accept the fact that you can't earn this love and acceptance. God chose you, and the only time His arms are ever closed is when you're in them. He receives you. He cares for you. How powerful is that? This is so important to know that He will take care of you no matter what. Let me show you how to reject rejection and plant the seeds of radical acceptance in your life so you can feel God's love and acceptance. That's what today's program and this collection is all about. Now, let me pray for you. Father, I thank you right now that you would reveal to every person watching how deep your love is for them, how radical your acceptance is towards them. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, thanks so much for watching. And remember, Hebrews 13:5 says He will never fail you nor leave you without support. He will not leave you helpless nor forsake you nor let you down. Assuredly not. That's what the scripture says. He loves you and so do I. Now don't miss our next broadcast. I can't wait to see you then. God bless.
Remember, Gregory Dickow's Radical Acceptance Collection can be yours for a special gift of $40 or more. Uproot the spirit of rejection. Write, call, or request your collection online today.